practice of a japa jap. So coming into your comfortable sitting position, allowing the eyes to close or the gaze to soften and lower. And going through your process of finding balance and ease here. So making all the little adjustments so that you can be still. Obviously, if you need to move, do move. But try not to disturb the body too much. And as you go through this initial settling, being aware of whatever the senses are picking up on. So anything else that's going on in your environment, there might be other people nearby or elsewhere in the home. There might be sounds from outside. There might be cooking smells. Whatever it is, just acknowledging it's there. But allow it to release. Feel the body against whatever it is you're sat on. Feeling the surface, the support, the balance. If you're leaning against something, feel it on the back of the body. And then bring the awareness, bring the awareness into the feet. Aware of both feet and any sensations in the feet. In the ankles, any sensations in the ankles. Aware of the lower legs, any physical sensations in the lower legs. Into the buttocks. Feel into the whole of the pelvis, any physical sensations in the pelvis. In the front of the body, aware of the whole front of the body and any physical sensations in the front of the body. Aware of the back of the body now, any physical sensations in the back of the body. Just noticing that they're there. And then the shoulders, the whole shoulder girdle, any physical sensations here. Down into the arms, any physical sensations in the upper arms, elbows, forearms, into the wrists. And feel into the hands. Any physical sensations in the hands. Come back up through the arms, shoulders, and into the neck and the throat. Any physical sensations here? And into the jaw and the mouth. Into the whole of the face. And the headspace, any physical sensations. And then let your awareness move to each sensation, one after the other, just roaming through the body, aware of all those different sensations. We're not judging, we're simply aware of them. And then begin to let them all merge into one. So there's only one physical sensation. Notice where you see it or feel it. Sensation of stillness. The whole body still, grounded, at ease. And check that there is ease around the whole body. Imagine stepping outside your body, looking at the back of the body. Ease in the back. Moving to look at the left-hand side. Ease in the left-hand profile of your body. Walking round to the right-hand side and looking at the body from the right. Ease from the right. Looking at the front of the body. Imagine standing outside the front of the body. Ease in the hands as they rest on the lap. Ease in the facial muscles and the jaw. And then imagine looking down upon the body from above. Ease in the body from above. The whole body at ease. Come back inside your body and begin to feel the ease within the whole body. And imagine that your body is empty. It's like you're an empty vessel. But intellectually, you know you can't be empty because we need the space for the organs that help to keep us alive. We need the space for the lungs as we breathe in and out. So aware of the breath at the nostrils as you inhale and exhale. Notice the lightest of touches as the breath comes in and as the breath goes away again. The whole breathing rhythm, light, airy, spacious. And then begin to repeat your mantra. Just over and over, just repeating your mantra, either verbally or internally, silently, whatever feels right. You might want to do both if you're in the right place. If you're using Om, perhaps see the symbol of it as you repeat its name. So just allowing yourself now to repeat your mantra over and over. See it filling up your space within. If you need to pause, have a little pause, feel, and then repeat. Just keep going. So I'm going to leave you in silence now for a few minutes as you work with your chosen mantra, feeling its vibration, feeling its energy, just being with your mantra. Staying alert and aware of the practice. staying with the practice, feeling the vibration, the stillness perhaps inside. If you want to add another dimension to your practice, then introduce the Ujjayi breath, the sound of Ujjayi. That sound in the throat as you breathe in and out, but still repeating your mantra. Only you can hear the Ujjayi on both the in-breath and the out-breath. And if it feels right for you, allow the Ujjayi breath to drop away. Allow the mantra to drop away. And just spend a few moments, a minute perhaps, just looking inside and feeling all sensations, any experiences, and the continual repetition of your mantra. There's no right or wrong. We're just feeling whatever the experiences are. And you might feel nothing at all. Just simply having awareness. And when you feel that you'd like to move, become very aware of what wants to move first. If you want to stay as you are and continue, then just switch me off. Or just allowing yourself to move, just gently reawakening the physical body, noticing how it feels, how the mind feels, and how the emotional level feels. And to complete our practice together, we'll chant Om 3 times. Taking a slow deep breath in. Hari Om Tat Sat. Thank you so much, everyone.